Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. Today is a bonus episode, so we are coming to you early to give you enough time to prepare for what is to come. This Thursday, May 2nd, is National Day of Prayer. And I have Mr. Reverend Larry Davis here to help me talk about what's to come on Thursday.
Wow, I'm excited. I hope everyone's getting excited. May the 2nd at the high school, we need to pray. That country has turned away from prayer, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
But the scripture says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, I will hear their prayers and heal their hearts. We need that in this country and that world today. And I don't think of a better place, a better time. Hey, it's free. Can't beat that. Come on, let's fill up that auditorium and just show the world that we are a praying, loving community. What a blessing that would be.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I am too. And it's at the Halifax County High School.
Yes.
What time does it start?
6:30.
6:30. Mm-hmm. And what can people expect when they come?
A good time of worship and fellowship. There will be golf cart shuttles. The high school, as you know, is under construction. It may be a little different this year, but we're going to plan to have everything to run smooth. And if you need a lift, we've got the shuttle there for you. It should last roughly 1 hour in a time of inspiration and a time of prayer. And that's a good way to spend Thursday evening, I assure you.
Yes.
It's free.
Yes. Everyone loves free. It's free. We went last year. It was a great time. And we really enjoyed it. So who do you have that's going to be up there this year?
We have a guest speaker. And right off the top of my hand, his name has slipped my mind. But he's a young man who was born with a handicap, no arms.
Oh, wow.
But this young man can do anything. He drives, he feeds himself, he's a pastor, he's spoken to over 200,000 people around the country.
Wow.
I had a chance to run into him in Danville at a restaurant. He'd been speaking at a church there, and it was just fascinating to see this young man. But he's got an inspiration, he's written several books. His handicap has never slowed him down. He loves the Lord, and he's given time to make a difference in this world. And he's going to be very inspiring. So you need to come out and see him, I assure you.
What an inspiration.
Oh, yes.
And that's going to be amazing. And we're thankful that he's going to come and spend his evening with us in Halifax County. And you said that people shouldn't worry about parking because you're going to get them up there. Are there going to be any refreshments this year?
Yes, we always have cookies and water. Like I said, it's something different. A little change in your week toward the end of the week. Come out and fellowship with friends in that community and pray. There'll be music. There'll be speaking. There'll be devotion. There'll be a time of worship and thanks to God. And that's what we all need.
Yes.
To fill our hearts with the right spirit. Amen.
Yes, amen. Can we finish this off with a prayer for everyone?
Be my honor.
Thank you.
If you would bear with me, please.
Yes.
Father, we have so much to be thankful for in this great country called the United States. A loving country. A nation founded. One nation under God. Some of us don't believe that anymore. We've turned away from God in this country. We don't want to pray in our schools or public places. And what a shame that is. But we can always pray in our hearts, alone or wherever we may be. You hear our prayers, you answer our prayers, and you want to hear from us. Prayer is just talking with God, and that's very simple to do. We ask for a special blessing for Thursday evening to fill up that auditorium, to fill this county and this neighborhood with the spirit of your presence. We know you'll be there in spirit and bless this occasion. Thank you for your blessings on our country. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. And we humbly pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
My pleasure. So much
for that. And everyone watching and listening, Halifax County High School this Thursday, May 2nd at 6 o'clock.
Be there, be square.
Be there, you don't want to miss it. I can't wait to see you there, because we'll be there, and you will as well. And you're driving the golf cart, aren't you?
We'll be looking for you.
Yes. Well, we'll see you there. Please come out, fill the auditorium. It's going to be a great event. Thank you for watching and listening. We will talk to you soon.